stand, come up for breath, and speak out one ha'ara, which is negeya today's daf. It also, it's going to bring together a lot of the gemaras that we learned together, some of the gemaras that we went through very, very quickly. I believe it's a foundational raidbite in terms of better understanding something that's very ambiguous, and that is the halachos of a cholol and the halachos of a chalala. So today's daf very, very much discussed the laws of a cholol and a chalala. So let's just chazer the ivritaych. What is a cholol? What's a chalala? And then be'ezus Hashem get to a little bit of lumdus and even some super lumdus. And that is, a cholol is a child, a boy, that was born from an illicit marriage where the father of this child is a kohen, and the mother is someone that the kohen is not allowed to marry because she's a psule kohuna. So it's a very, very, very specific definition. Kohanim have their own shulchan aruch when it comes to yisurei bia, when it comes to women that they're not allowed to marry. A kohen can't marry a grusha, a zoyna, and a chalala. A kohen gadol also can't marry an almana. In the event that one of those marriages take place, the marriages that are uniquely usher, because of the fact that he's a kohen and she's from the psulei kohuna, they have a child, the child is a boy, that boy is now going to be a chalala. What's a chalala? A chalala is one of two things. A chalala is, in the event that a kohen again married someone that he wasn't allowed to marry, one of the psulei kohuna, they had a child, but not mazel tov, it's a boy. Mazel tov, it's a girl. So she's now the female version of the chalal, known as the chalala, Lashon Nekeva. So she is the Nekeva version of the chalal. Just like a chalal is the result of such a marriage, a chalala is the same thing. However, there's another way for a woman to become a chalala. And that is, in the event that you have a woman that's not allowed to marry a kohen, she's one of the women that are asurois uniquely to a kohen. And for example, she's an almana who can't marry a kohen gadol. She's a grusha, she's a zayna. The halacha is, in the event that she marries a kohen, or even if she was only nivala to a kohen, the halacha is, she becomes a chalala. In that case, she will become a chalala. So, a chalal happens in one case and in one case only. And that is, you have a kohen who married one of the psulei kuna, had a son, that son is a chalal. A chalala is either where a kohen married one of the psulei kuna, had a girl, that girl is going to be a chalala. Or if you have a woman that wasn't allowed to marry a kohen, a grusha, a zayna, a almana, and they married this kohen or kohen gadol that they weren't allowed to marry, because of the bia, they are nischalala, and they now become a chalal. That's what a chalal is, and that's what a chalala is. Now, what's the halacha of a chalal? The halacha of a chalal is that he loses all the rights that he has as a kohen. Just to read one Lashon HaRambam, in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, it's Perik Yud Tes Halacha Yud. The Rambam says, Avol chalal shal Torah, a chalal shal Torah, harehu kizar. He's like a czar. V'noisei grusha, marry a grusha. U'metame l'meisim. He could even be metame to a meis. Shenema emar ala kihana b'nei aharoin. Afal pishahim b'nei aharoin. At shiyiyu b'kihunam. So says the Rambam, you want to know what a chalal is? He's kizar. This Rambam's in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perik Yutas Halacha Yud. The Rambam in Perik Zayin Hilchas Trumas over there is discussing the laws of Truma and says that a cholol is not allowed to eat Truma. Why? Because the Rambam's lashon is harehu kizar. So what's a cholol? A cholol essentially is kizar. And a chalala for the same matter is the same thing. So the side of chalal is that even though my father's a kohen, so doesn't that make me a kohen? Believe it or not, not necessarily. It's possible for someone to have a father a kohen and he's harehu kizar. And it's l'chumra and l'kula. It's l'chumra, you can't eat truma, you can't do the avodah, but it's also l'kula. Noisei grusha, umetam l'meisim. It goes both ways. That's true for a chalal, and that's going to be true for a chalala as well. Everyone knows the first Mishnah Masechtas Makis. Sagt der Mishnah, mi'id, in honor which ploinisha hu ben gerusha oi ben chalutza, ein oimrim yaseze ben gerusha oi ben chalutza tachtov, el oloi karba. The Mishnah begins as if it's about to tell us the laws of Hazama, and then the Mishnah gives us the one exception to the rule of the laws of Hazama. The first Gemara is Kashim, Mesechtes Makis. But either way, the Mishnah begins and tells us what would happen if two Edom walk into Besin and they say, Me'id in honor of Ish Ploini, Shehu Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. We're saying Edus about this person. Everyone knows he's a Kayan. Well, I have a little bit of information. And that is, we have intel that his mother was a Gerusha, which means that he's a Chalo. Or his mother was a chalutza, which means he's a chalom midrabbana. So either nonu bishploini shehu ben gerusha or ben chalutza ain oimrim. We don't say yaseze ben gerusha or ben chalutza tachtov. We don't say that in the event that these two edim were now found to be edim zoimimin. Oh, so let's say vasisam leikashazam and lasas lachet, which is what we always say. You wanted this person to be a chalol. We're gonna make you into a chalol. We don't say that. Rather, what do we say? Elo leikarbon. Instead, you get malchus. How do we know that? So the Gemara learns it, Vasisim loy, loy v'loy lazaroy. That's the first daf in Masechtas Markus. But what's the halacha of the Mishnah? Two Edom walked into Bezin, they said, Edus about a certain person who everyone knew to be a Kohen, that he's a Chalo. How did they know he's a Chalo? They said he's a Ben Gerusha, a Ben Chalutza. Then they were found to be Edom Zoymim. Ordinarily, Vasisim loy kashas alam and lasas lachim. So the Mishnah, Einoimrim yasas and Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza tachtav. Elo loy karbam. Instead, all they're going to get is Malkus. But there was a Havamina, Ben Benoy shall Havamina, that the halacha of these Eidim would be that they are subject to the usual and customary punishment of kasha zomam, which is they wanted this year to be a chalo. You know what we're going to do to you? We're going to make you into a chalo. So zok the Heiliger Rashi in the Mishnah, right here in the beginning of Masechtas Makis, ein oim. Zok Rashi, im husmu, vehen koyhanen, in the event that they were found to be zoimimin, and they were koyhanim. So we don't say yasezeh ben gerusha ben chalutza tachto. Eloleikarba. Rashi said that's pasha. The Mishnah's case must be talking about with the two Edom that walked into Bezdin were koyhanim. Why? Because if they're not koyhanim, what's the havamino that they should somehow now become chalolim? A koyhan could be a chalol. What's a chalol? A koyhan is someone whose father's a koyhan, who married one of the psulei kohuna, and he was their offspring. That's the definition of a chalol. So if there's a havamina that this person should be a chalol by virtue of kasha zaman, bal karchach, we're talking about a koyen. Because if he's not a koyen, zok Rashi, the Mishnah Poshet has no words. So bal karchach says Rashi, im huzmu, zehen koyhanim, azoi state in the Heiliger Rashi. Stating that, the Ritva, right here on the Mishnah, brings Rashi, and then he says, "Avol b'toisves berisha." This is not a toisves here on the side of the Gemara, but the Ritva says that the Bali toisves learned differently. That it could be the halacha of the Mishnah of mi'id enonu b'shploinu shu ben gerusha ben chalutza lav dafka talking about a kohen, but it could be the hachinami misni be'ed Yisrael. It could be it's talking about even where he was an eid Yisrael. Now, if he's in Yisrael, what's the havamina that you should say kasha zomam? What would it even mean? Kasha zomam to give someone mises besin, you kill him. Give someone malchus. Give him malchus. Pay 100 zuz. Okay, swipe your credit card. What does it mean? The yid's a Yisrael. He never got the first aliyah in his life. He doesn't duchen anyways. He's anyways allowed to marry a grusha. He's anyways allowed to be metabal amesim. No one's giving him truma regardless. So what does it mean that we don't say that he's a cholol? Vos meint a cholol? He's a Yisrael. Zok the Ritva that the Bali Toisvah said. I'll tell you what it means. Deloy amrinod sheyehe poisel isha bibiyasoy lekohuna. There is a halacha, said the Ritva, that could theoretically be Nogeya or Yisrael, where maybe if we gave him dinam of a chalol, it would impact his life somehow. Now, there's a very abstract halacha that ordinarily you probably have to start mishing gemaras to even know what it means, but we're holding in the sugya right now. And that is, the nafkamina would be, the halacha is that if a woman marries a chalol, she becomes a chalala. So again, how does a woman become a chalala? It's one of two cases. Either because her father was a kohen and she was the offspring of someone that her father kohen wasn't allowed to marry. She was in a cave, but that's how she becomes a chalala. But we said there's another way you could become a chalala. And that is a woman that's nivala to psulei kohuna. So if an almana is nivala to a kohen gadol, she becomes a chalala. Grusha or chalutza or zayna is nivala to a kohen hadyet, she becomes a chalala. One of the ways you could become a chalala, we learned it in yesterday's daf, it was something that was clear in the Mishnah, and that is if a woman, an Isha Ksheira, was nivala to a chalal, the halacha is she then becomes a chalala, and she is no longer allowed to marry a chalal. Right, would we see it in our Mishnah, just to make it very, very clear? The Mishnah was discussing elu mutarois lebaleim v'asurois leyivmeim, and the second case was chalal shenasa ksheira v'yesh loy ach kasher. Chalal shenasa ksheira, once she married this chalal, even though she's be'etzem an isha ksheira, she becomes a chalala. So if she ever fell a yibum to the ach kasher, she'd be asuris liyivmeim. The only reason she's mutal lebaleim, because he's a chalal anyways. A chalal can marry a chalal. But either way, it's something very clear in our sugya. And that is, there's another way to become a chalal. So says the Ritva, that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah was. La'ilam, the Mishnah is talking about, where Me'idanana was talking about that with Yisraelim. What's the kasha? Ein oimrim, that he should become a chalal. What does it mean? He anyways has no shaykhis to all the dinim of chalal. I'll tell you one din where maybe it would have been a geya. You know where it would have been a geya? It wouldn't have been a geya to say that maybe we should say kasha zaman, so that if this Yisrael got married, the woman that was nivala to him would never allow to be married to a kohen, because through the bia we would treat her as if she was nivala to a chalal, and just like a nivala to a chalal becomes pasul a kohen, so too she would be pasul a kohen. Al kapanim, a machlek is Rashi and Ritva. Had on the pasuk shad in the Mishnah, be the non of bishploy nishvanger Ritva and chalutz zok teilek Rashi. They hate kohanim. Why? Because if they're not kohanim, what's the havamina to be even be talking about kasha zomam? Where's an egeya kasha zomam that you're a chalal? I'm a yisrael. What shayches? Shkoyach doesn't affect me. So Ritva, no, it does affect you. No, it affects you in the event that this man is married. So there's a woman that was nivela to him. Nah, and he dies, let's say. So now she's an amana. An amana usually is allowed to marry a kohen. She would be asked to marry a kohen. That's what would have been. Kamash blonde, you don't say that. That's not the grace of Einish. Rather, like Arbam, that's the aggressor of Einish. And that's what the Einish of Kasha Zamam is in the Mishnah. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky, in his Shiurei Rab Shmuel, says that l'chayre yesh loymar, half love a fella, that this machloik is between Rashi and the Ritva, it's really the Shita Sayyim in another Gemara. A Gemara that we learned together not so long ago. It's a Gemara Masechtes Yevamos, Daf Mem Hei Amen Alef. So the context and the sugi over there was, Oyved Kechavim Ve'eved Habal Bas Yisrael, Havlad Kosher or Havlad Mamzer? Right? One of the sugis that underrated emerges many times throughout the Masechta. So you have a father that's an Oivik HaChavim or an Eved. He's a non-Jew. He was Baal Bas Yisrael. So what's the halacha with the child? Is the child going to be a mamzer? Or is the child going to be a kosher? So it's a big machlokes in the Gemara. And the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said that even according to the Manda Omer that holds, that Oivik HaChavim, the Eved, the Baal Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher. But at the same time, the Vlad is going to be pogum. So even though the Vlad is kosher, but the Vlad is going to be pogum. What does it mean, pogum? Zok de Gemara, pogum le kahuna. The Vlad will be pogum le kahuna, and kal v'chayme me alman. Against the kal v'chayme, ma amad al kain gadol she'in isura shavabakol b'na pogum, zush she'isura shavabakol, ein edin she'b'na pogum. If an amad al kain gadol, which is only a lav she'in shavabakol, like we also saw in today's daf, what's the halacha with the child? The child is a cholol, the child is a pogum. So certainly a child that's born from oivik kechavim ve'eved abav as Yisrael, which is a lav shavabakol, no one's allowed to marry a non-Jew. So if that's the case, certainly the halacha is going to be that the Vlad should be pogum. Klar? So, Oivir Kechavim Ve'ever Abba Bas Yisrael, HaVlad Kosher, according to many. However, at the same time, the Vlad is still going to be pogum. Sogt Rashi. What does it mean that the Vlad is going to be pogum? Says Rashi, Bina pogum sounds like it's the son, right? It sounds like the son is going to be pogum. So Rashi says, Lav Dafka. It can't mean the son. The Hapshita, Ben Oivedes Kechavim Lav Koyenu. Pogum means you're a chalal. This child is a chalal? This child's not a kohen anyways. So if he's not a kohen, what does it mean he's a chalal? A chalal is a kohen who gets stripped from all the rights that ordinarily he would have as a kohen. Bein l'chula and bein l'chumra. But that is what a kohen is. So if Zok Rashi, what does it mean b'na pogum? The tat is dachan ein Yehudi. So fashteitzach, he's not a yid. If he's not a yid, how could he be a cholol? It doesn't make sense. You know what it means, Zok Rashi? It doesn't mean bina. What it means is bita. That's what it means. And what does it mean, bita pogum? Oh, that means something. It means that she's a cholola. And it means that the cholola will not be able to marry a kayin. That's what it means. It means that she's a cholola. A cholola can't marry a kayin. So Rashi, it is no havana in Bnei Pagam, because being that it's Yisrael, so anyways, he's mufka from all the Dine Kahuna. So it can't mean Bnei Pagam. By the way, maybe it means that he's a cholo, so he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. That was today's daf. Om Rabbi Yudam Arabloi Huzaru, Ksheirois Melihi Nase. That's not true. That's not the halacha. So Bal Karchach, there's no nafkamina in the world as it relates to the son. You know where it would happen nafkamina? Bita. To tell me that Bita, she herself is going to be a pogrom, that moving forward, she'd never be able to marry a Kayan. Why? Because she's treated like a chalala. That's not usually what you think of when you think of a chalala. And a chalala, you're right. Kalvachaymer, me'amana l'kayan gadol. This is the grace of Chiddush in the Gemara. So Rashi says it's not Bna pogrom. It's a misnomer. Bna lav dafka. What it really means is Bita. The Ritva on this Gemara right here, Yevamis Mem Heyamad Aleph, he brings B'Shem the Ramban, that the Ramban says that when it says Vlad Pogum, it means Vlad Pogum, Likahuna even the Ben. Isaac the Ritva, where's it Negei the Ben? He says, I'm going to tell you where it's Negei the Ben. Where it's Negei is that we treat him like a Cholol, that in the event that he gets married, so there was a woman that was Nivala to him, we look at her as a woman that was Nivala to a Cholol, and it's Mavur in our Mishnah, Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, that a Ishak Sheri that's Nivala to a Chala, what's the halacha? She now becomes a chalala. So that's where this is going to be negeya. So v'davka amri b'na pogum. So you don't have to be matchik like Rashi that b'na is lav davki. Brings Rashi. So you don't have to be matchik like Rashi and say that it's bita. It could be negeya even b'na. Does say Rashi was mefarish that b'na is lav davka. It must mean bita because there is no nafki mina b'na. And the Ritva said no mechatesi. It could be even. B'na, where would it be negeya that this person who's not a koyin is a cholol? I'll tell you where it's negeya. Where it's negeya that this person who's not a koyin is a cholol in the event that a woman was nivela to him, she now will become a chalala. That's where it's negeya. Zok Rav Shmuel, haflo v'felo. Rashi and the Ritva are both l'shitasayu. He says, I have two Rashis and Ritvas in Shas. One is in Makis Dabbez and the other one is Yevamis Memhe. You see, everything is tied into each other. And in both places, Rashi went out of his way to say that there's no such mitzias that Yisrael could be a cholo. The Ritva in both places commented, it's nishtemis. It could be a Yisrael, could be a Chol. I'll tell you what the Nafkamina is. The Nafkamina is that we treat him like a Chol in the event that a Kshayr was Nivela, she now becomes a Chalala, and she won't be able to marry a Kaya moving forward. As I state in Shiur Reb Shmuel in the beginning of Masechtas Makis, Abed Emes is, the sheet of the Ritva is L'churit Tzarech Bir. Because really what the Ritva is being Mechadish is that it's possible for Yisrael, to be a chalal. L'chare, how could a Yisrael be a chalal? By definition, isn't a chalal a koyen shenis chalal kedushas kehunasai? That's what the mitzvah is. Yeah, you could give anyone any dinim. Kal v'chayimer me'amad l'kan god, I hear. But l'chare, does it make sense that a Yisrael should be a chalal? What's the pshat? So l'chur it's sarach bir, but the emes is, it's a tois. It's a tois, and really, this is bringing us to our punchline. And just to understand a little bit the lumdus, hopefully this clarifies this Indian a little bit. Just to open up abyssal, be poiseach the lumdus of understanding the sugya of chalol and the sugya of chalol. So what's the halach of a chalol? A chalol is, the Rambam's lashon is, hareu kizar l'chal dvarav. And the emes is, this Makaris to this Rambam. I'm just going to mention two. One is a Gemara that we learned together. Again, this is Mamish Chazara. So one is a Gemara that we learned together in Perika Oral, Daf Ayin Dalet. So the Gemara was discussing the halacha that a Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma. Ha'oral lo yoich lo b'tshuma, v'atmeim lo yoich lo b'tshuma. That's the mission in the beginning of Perika Oral. So the mission is, v'chol atmeim, minohani mili. How do you know that a Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma? So the Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yoich lo mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Om Akro, it says in the Pasuk, Ish ish, mizera aharoin, v'hu tzarua izav. Now, what does this pasuk mean? This pasuk is talking about truma. How do you know that? Because the Gemara says like this: Ezeu davar sheshava bizarri shel aharon. Ish mizera aharon. It sounds like we're talking about something that shava bizarri shel aharon. So says the Gemara, what's an example of something that shava bizarri shel aharon? Meaning it's negeya by schar menekevis. Hevaim is that truma? Must be truma. Why? Because if bakachim layoichal, and the pasuk means kachim is not shava bizarri shel aharon. It's very not shava. And the reason is because Kachim Kalim, even the Kavis could eat, but Kachim Kadashim is only eaten Lezichre Kahuna, Zachar and Kai. So being that Kachim Kadashim is only Nechel Lezichre Kahuna, so Kachim as a group, is not considered Shavu Bizarre Shavu Aharon, and it's for that reason the halacha of Ish Mizera Aharon, Dovra Shavu Bizarre Shavu Aharon, must be talking about Shruma. As I Zok the Gemara, Freit the Gemara Kasha, you mean to tell me Shruma is Shavu Bizarre Shavu Aharon? How could that be? L'chayra tshuma nami eino b'chalala. What about a chalala? A chalala, and a chalal for that matter as well. A chalal and a chalala cannot eat truma. So it's not shava b'zari shalaharin. There are people that are zari shalaharin that can't eat truma. Zok de gemara. Chalala lav zari daharin. Chalala, that's not shava b'zari shalaharin. Chalala is not zari shalaharin. A chalal and a chalala, they lose their shaychis to zari shalaharin. The Rambam's lashon. Koyein chalal hareyu kizar. And it's lekula lechumra. It's not zarish al aharon. And if he's not zarish al aharon, so he's going to be mufkal again. That's one gemara. Another gemara is a gemara mesechtes kedushin daf samichvav. Now that gemara tells a story. It's a fascinating story. Too long for now. But the gemara is discussing Yanei HaMelech. And the gemara says Yanei HaMelech, he came back from one of his great victories out at war. And he was very, very besimcha. So he called all the Chachmei Yisrael. And he prepared a feast. And during the feast, somebody whispered into Yanei HaMelech's ear, his name was Elazar ben Pu'ira. The Gemara refers to him as an Ish Leitz Lev Ra Ubiliyal. Well, that's who he was. Zachar Latoif. But either way, Elazar ben Pu'ira, sarcastically. So he comes and he whispers into Yanei HaMelech's ear, that's his legacy. And he tells him, Yanei HaMelech, you should know, as a state of Zayn Matzeva, Liban Shal Prushim Alecha. He said, you should know that the Liban Shal Prushim, he says, all the Prushim, all the Pharisees, they're not happy with you. He says, I'm telling you, they're here, they're all smiling at you, but I'm telling you, deep down, they don't hold at you. He says, really prove it to me. He says, you want to prove it? I'll prove it. He says, Ma'a, I said, Hokalem Betzitz, Shabine Necha. He says, put on the tzitz. Yanai was a kohen, and it's a kehalten a kohen gadol loichet. He said, put on the tzitz. You see what's going to happen. So he put on the tzitz, and he looks around the room. Anyone have a problem with the fact that I'm wearing a tzitz? And unfortunately, hayisham zaken echad. There was an alti yid, the Yehuda ben Gedidya Shemoy. Vayomi Yehuda ben Gedidya Yanai HaMelech, and Yehuda ben Gedidya turns to Yanai HaMelech, and he said, Yanai HaMelech, listen to the words of the Gemara. Rav loch keser malchus. It's enough, your king. Hanach keser kohuna lezari shal aharon. Leave the keser kohuna for the descendants of aharon. Why? What shaykhis? Everyone knew Yanei HaMelech was a king. According to one mandama, Yanei HaMelech was Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, none other than the famous Yoichanan Kohen Gadol. So he's certainly a Kohen. So why did they tell him this? Because people used to say, Imay Nishbis bin Maydim, that before he was conceived, his mother had been captured in Maydim, which made his mother a Zayna. And if she was a Zayna, so it comes out that he's a Chaval. V'yevukash HaDavar, they investigated it, V'loy Nimtza, and they couldn't corroborate this rumor. And everybody left. All the Jews left. They ran out to the closest exit because everybody was very embarrassed. The Gemara says that Elazar ben Pu'ira told Yanei HaMelech, he says, you're the king. I understand. They were mevazel you like this. You're just going to let this go? He says, what do you want me to do? He says, if you'd ask me, I would say kill them. So he said, Vos vet zayn mit the Torah. He says, the Torah is munachas bekeren zavis. Don't worry about the Torah. The Gemara says, Yanei HaMelech went and he killed every single one of the Chachmei Yisrael. The only person that he kept alive was Shimon ben Shetach. He was a shvager, his wife, the sister, Hinim, Kiyodua, and the Gemara tells the story there about Yanei HaMelech. But the bottom line is what happened? We need the lumdus of the story. That Yanei HaMelech puts on the tzitz. And they said, Yanei, Rav l'cho keser malchus, hanach, leave the keser kuna l'zari shal aharon. Fregich. He wasn't Zari Shal Aharon. Of course he was Zari Shal Aharon. He was a Cholo. What was the psul? They didn't find out that his father was a Levi, that his father was a Yisrael. They found out that his mother was a Zayna. I hear she was Nishbis. But at the same time, what doesn't make him the Teretz? This is the Gemara in Yavam. It's a Barakar, Lion, Dalet, Amid, Beis. The Gemara says, Chalol Olav Zari Da Aharoni. So it's beforish in the Gemara. What's the nature? What's the gather of a Cholon and a Chalola? The gather of a Chol Chalol is you lose your Dine Kuna, right? As I state, Lav Zarish al Aharoni, Lushoine Azov Shal Rambam and Ziyad Chazaka, that a Cholol is Kizar L'Chaldover, both ways, Bein L'Kula, Bein L'Chumra, stating that Reb Chaim Brisker, and Chedushe Rabbeinu Chaim Halevi al HaRambam, it's 2 days in a row. And this is in Perik Yud Zayin Halacha Beis, 3 days in a row, not counting the day that there was no rain. But in Perik Yud Zayin Halacha Beis and Hilchas Yisur Rabbi says that although that's Klar, and it's mavur that the gather of a chalal and a chalal is that you lose your status as being zari shalaharin hareu kizar l'chol davar like the lashon of the Rambam. But it's clear, said Reb Chaim, sedat zveitedin. Doseis, Reb Chaim said, yesh lachkar, a chalal, is that the pshat? It's not a psul. There's no psul chalal. All chalal means is you lose your dine kuna. You're a kayin. Because you're a kayin, you had certain dinim. A chalal is a zar. It's not that you have a psul Ich bin a kol cholo. Yikarish may be so chol. Chol is just our way of identifying this person as not anymore having any kedushas kahuna. I said, Reb Chaim, maybe it's a da positive psul called chol. It's a da musik fin a mamzer. It's a da musik fin a zoyna. It's a da musik fin a cholo. Where it's a shem psul. So Reb Chaim said, I'll prove to you it's a shem psul. You know what it's right? It's Reb Chaim and Sefer. So I'll prove it to you. He said, because the halacha is, how does a woman become a chalolo? One or two ways. Either father's a kayin, married one of the psulei kuna, or you have a woman that was nivela to a kayin when she's one of the unique psulei kuna that's not allowed to be nivela to a kayin. For example, an almana le kayin gadol. An almana was nivela to the kayin gadol. The halacha, she becomes a chalolo. That halacha is true. Even if this almana was a Yisraelis, it's pashat. Even if she's a zara, a grusha that's nivela to a kohen hedyot becomes a chalala. Only if she's a bas kohen, of course not. Even if she's a hedyot, Zok Reb Chaim, you see from here that the psul chalala is shayach even to a zara. It's shayach even to a Yisraelis. Said Reb Chaim, if the whole cheftz of chalal and chalala is that you lose its nischalal, the kedushas kohuna, so then it would have to be unique to kohanim. How could there be a musig and a mitzias of chalala by a Yisraelis and by a zara? So Reb Chaim said it's muchach findanet. As to do a tzveitadin in every chalala. As to do a cheftz of an Hashem psul chalala. In other words, it's clear the Gemara says in Yevamos Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, and the Gemara says in Kedushin Samach Vav Amud Aleph that a cholo loses Zarei Shalaharit. For sure, Doshtei. Hareu Kizar L'chol Dover. Oh, but it's a Doa Tzveta Din. It's a Doa Din that there's a Chaloi Shem Psul Cholol, and there's Doa Chaloi Shem Psul Cholol. How do I know that, said Reb Chaim? Because if all it is that you lose your Shem Kohuna, then it would be exclusive to Kayhanim. It wouldn't be something that Shnayich when it comes to Chalolim. And from the fact that you see it even by Chalolim, so Reb Chaim said that's a Raya Zoy Say Meris, it's Chlorid Diburim. That it must be that this is true, that there is a Chaloi Shem Psul, and really start Tzvei Dinim. Right, just the Saber Asa Oizim. When we learned Perek Aro, we spoke at the famous Chakira from the Beis Halevi. Mila, right? There's a mitzvah, Mila, to remove the Arla. He said, what's the mitzvah? Is it because the Arla is a bad thing? And you want to remove something bad? Or is it because to be a mole was a good thing? And Beis Halevi said, there's two dinim. The Mishnah says, Ma'usa Arla, the Arla is a bad thing. And the Mishnah also says, G'doyla Mila, Shenichus Arla, Shalish Esrebisis. It's a good thing. That's what Cholol is. Cholol is Tatzvei Dinim. It removes, it takes away the Kedushas Kohuna, but it's also a Toysefes Pagam, right, in the opposite. But it's a Toysefes Pagam, because right now this person is going to be a Cholol, this person is going to be a Cholol. But I'll kopon him. Ha'nevur midivrei Reb Chaim. Is as the dot zwei dinim in chalol and chalala. Ein din which is miyuchis and mesuyim only to kohanim, that it's nischalol the kedushas kohuna. But it's an under a din. It's a psul. And Reb Chaim was meichiach from every chalala that psul is shayach even to a Yisraelis, even to a Zara. If that's the case, it's Pasha, that's the Hezber in the Ritva. That's the Oimik in the Ritva. The Ritva said in two places, in Yevamos Memhei, and it's Makis Dav Beis, that there's a concept that you could have a Yisrael. And the nature of this Yisrael is going to be, the way we're going to view this Yisrael is we're going to see him as someone that is going to have dinam of a cholol. And we say, how could that be? If he's a Yisrael, it doesn't make sense for him to be a cholol. And Pashtus, that's why Rashi in Yevamos Memhei, and that's why Rashi in Sanhedrin Dav Beis went away from learning that pshat. Because Rashi held, how could a Yisrael be a cholol? Through Kasha Zomam, Eve Vekuti Abba Bas Yisrael, Kavachemim Amon El Kengadol. But at the end of the day, it doesn't start because a Yisrael can't be a cholol. The Teretz is Reb Chaim. The Teretz is every chalola. Every chalola is a Zara. Every chalola is a Yisraelis. And Afal Pikein, the Teretz is because although it's true, the Pashit, the Pshutei Shal Mikra of a chalol is that it's Nischalol is Kedushas Kuna. But it's not under it then. So that's Tzveta then. So that's a Psul Be'etzem, a Pgam called chalol. And that you see from chalola is not Mesuyim necessarily Dafka to a Bas Koyen. You see a Yisraelis can also be a chalola. If a Yisraelis can be a chalola, why can't a Yisrael be a chalola? And that's the Ritva. Two places that Ritva said that it could be this Yisrael that's going to be a chol. Now you're going to ask me, Lamay Nafgamina? He anyways can be Matam Lameisim. He anyways can marry a Grusha. He anyways can't do the Avoida. No one's giving him Truma, Trumas Maisra, Bikurim, and Chazav Ashoik, and all the Matnes Kuna. Anyways, he anyways can't do him. I have a Nafgamina. I have an academic Nafgamina. Nafgamina is, now we look at him as a chol, that in the events a woman was Nivalut, and now she's going to be Basel Koin. But the concept, the lumdus of how it would be possible to have a Yisrael that's going to be a chol. This is the Havana. There's more Be'ezus Hashem, but we're going to stop part one right here.